But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And with all they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. The whole point in this is saying, people are almost treated like, here, you know, bring my mother to the church so the church will take care of her. Well, you take care of her. The church is supposed to be there to help people who have no other support. Not just to take care of, to relieve you of your responsibility. And it says, you know, 70 years old, meaning into the number, meaning those who are actually being official, quote unquote, widows of the church. They're almost become like, almost like nuns, almost. I guess I think of it as like that, but they're old. Not, you know, not that 60 is old, but 60 is your kind of past childbearing age, you know? And if you're not married at 60, you're probably, if you're at 60 and you're saying, I want to dedicate myself to Christ. I want to dedicate myself to the service of the Lord. I'm going to forbear marrying again or ever getting married or whatever. You know, having been the wife of one man, she's a widow, her husband's dead. She was, it's not that she's been married a lot of times, because if she'd been married a lot of times, she'll probably get married again. And that helps you define one man, just like it was one woman, the husband of one wife, of your life. I mean, if you've had multiple wives, well, you know, like if then you don't qualify for certain things. Doesn't mean you're a castaway. It just means you don't qualify for the office of bishop. If you're a woman, you don't qualify to become a widow in the church. You know. But there are some qualifications here. To be well reported for good works. You know, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, you know, done these good things. Woman's going to be saved in childbearing, Paul had said in chapter 2. You know, these are good reports of a woman who would be taken into the charge of the church, meaning entirely under the church's care. And she also becomes a permanent servant in the church as far as prayer and I think doing these, you know, relieving the afflicted, you know, working also in the church, which is supporting her. The same way a minister labors in the church and is supported by it. What are you saying? The younger widow, anyone younger than that, he's saying, no, don't take them in. For when, not that we don't take care of the poor and so on and so forth, but what he's saying is like, just because a woman is a husband has died, what he's saying is that she's accustomed to having a husband, and they're younger, and they haven't proved themselves of what they work they are in God, they're going to wax wanton against Christ, and they're going to marry. And he's saying, because this is obviously, what he talks about having damnation, it's because their faith is being put that they're going to they're going to dedicate themselves to the Lord, obviously. And they're going to live this sort of celibate lifestyle, being a widow. And he's saying, if they're younger, don't take them because they're going to be tempted to begin to wax wanton is to become voluptuous against Christ. Which means they're gonna want to have the pleasures of married life again. Woman's 30 years old and she may despair with her husband dead and think like, I'll just go, you know, be in that service. And they say, they learn to be idle. They get used to, you know, they're not active. Unemployed is what that means. You know, and it means, in a sense, you know, like, a woman is supposed to, you know, one of the chief employments of a woman is bearing and raising children. And not that, like, that's something they're condemned to, the way the world treats it today. They're like, oh, I mean, you know, what the woman really needs is a career. Well, that would at least be some sort of busyness, you know? There's nothing wrong with, you know, in Proverbs it talks about the woman who is industrious and, you know, she's busy. But when a woman has a baby, you know, a young child, that really takes up all her attention. And honestly, it ought to. As far as I'm concerned. I'm always marvel at the women who leave their babies. What they must have to overcome to do that. But, you know, they raise children. And as they get older, the wife gets freed up. She has more industry that she can do. You know, there's, you know, all kinds of household things they can do. And also, yeah, they can work and bring money in and so on and so forth. But a lot of women are idle. Their kids grow up, and there's no industry. And what do? They go over to each other's houses, sit around and talk. Talk and talk. Tattlers. Talkative, that means talkative. Oh, wait, talk, 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 talk. I love to talk with my girlfriends. Oh, talk, talk. Oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Oh, so-and-so. Well, what about, oh, well, so-and-so's children and so-and-so's children. And talk, 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 talk. It's one thing if you're having a discussion with someone with a view of helping someone and then you actually go and do something about it. But if you're just talking about someone just to talk about it, consider what you do. You're just a tattler. Let me tell you. Oh, that's terrible. Tell me more. I love to hear those stories of all the trouble they're in. Busybodies. And that's working all around. That's what that means. So in a sense, they're idle, not working, unemployed, but then they start working at things, but things that are not good. I like the word, he says, working all around, that is officious, meddlesome. You know, officious people,